It is with great pleasure that I welcome you who have gathered in person for our Christmas Eve service here at Mayflower Church. I also welcome those who are joining us online by way of Facebook Live. I am Lorraine Finneson, and as most of you know by now, if I'm doing the announcements, that means Pastor Mark is not here, this time unexpectedly. He has been very ill since Wednesday with COVID. After getting the Paxlovid medicine, he started feeling somewhat better just yesterday, but is unable to attend our services today. Our best wishes for a speedy recovery go out to Pastor Mark, who is watching from home this evening, and to others in our beloved community who have contracted this nasty strain of COVID. Very fortunately for us, Reverend Art Ritter was already set to preach here this morning, and in what is, to me, rather a Christmas miracle, he is able to preach and lead tonight's Christmas Eve service. Welcome again, Reverend Art, and thank you. This evening's service will be an ecumenical and non-sectarian service of music, scripture, and the spoken word. So, whether you are Protestant, Catholic, or nothing, whether you are a believer, a doubter, or a skeptic, whether you are here because you belong to this church or another church which did not have a service, whether you just decided to stop in, or if you live in the neighborhood and there was nothing better to do, or you came with your family, we are glad that you're here. We hope you enjoy Christmas Eve with us. We extend a special invitation to everyone to join us for fellowship and food following the service in our Friendship Center, which is off in that direction. We will have candle lighting during the final hymn. If you did not get a candle on the way in, if you would raise your hand, the ushers are ready to bring one to you. Oh, good. Let us now be in the spirit of worship.
Let us join together in prayer. Eternal God and gracious Lord, we have temporarily put aside other celebrations with family and friends to re-enter the realm of an obscure, mysterious dark night 2,000 years ago. As we observe and celebrate what happened that night during this joyful gathering, we admit our need to find light as we often struggle with the darkness in our souls. The shepherds found it as they looked to the skies and saw bright lights and angels singing. The wise sages from the east also looked to the skies and saw one bright star, which they followed for 2 years on an arduous journey to Bethlehem. Mary and Joseph found the light within as they listened to the voice of God through angelic messengers. For us tonight, here in the beloved community we call Mayflower, we ask that the light will shine through the music, the scripture, the angels sitting next to us, the symbols of joy and light in the decorations and candles, and help us to remember that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness shall never overcome it. This we pray in the name of the one sent to us, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Thank you. On this Christmas Eve, with all of its imagery and imagination, we relight the candles which turn our imagination into inspiration. First, we relight the candle of hope, because hope does not disappoint us. Second, we relight the candle of peace, because God's peace passes all understanding. Third, we relight the candle of joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Fourth, we relight the candle of love, because love is the greatest force in the world. God's gift of Jesus the Christ taught us to love by praying for enemies, forgiving debts, loving the unlovely, embracing the foreigner, welcoming the prodigal, and lifting the lowly. Let us pray. Eternal God of love and light, these candles ignite flames that flicker so beautifully in our presence tonight. We ask that these flickers of light would become a torch which burns with passion in our hearts. Give us a passion that goes well beyond our observances and remembrances to a life of service to God, which results in a renewed commitment to love and serve others, whatever the cost. Amen.
Wise men, follow the light, bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But the child they seek is more precious and more fragrant than these. He is the winter rose, God's gift to the world.
Thank you. Our first reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. Hear now these words. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Rose continues to blossom, its splendor revealed to all who embrace it. Spotless and perfect, its beauty is beyond compare. But all too soon, its season passes, and the rose prepares to die. Adorned with thorns, stands in full bloom. One by one, the petals fall, blood red upon the ground. As they are crushed beneath the feet of the crowd, the fragrance of redemption is released.
Winter. The second reading from the Old Testament book of Psalms, chapter 96. Hear these words. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the fields exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming, to judge the earth. He will judge the world with his righteousness and the peoples with his truth.
Thank you.
It is a tradition here at Mayflower to receive an offering on Christmas Eve for a worthy and charitable cause. Tonight's offering will be given to South Lansing Ministries, a charity located just down the street, which supports members of this local community who fall short in making ends meet or cannot use their food assistance cards for purchases of personal needs items. The Mayflower Church donates and makes regular deliveries of food and personal needs items to support this charity. On Sunday mornings, we do not pass the collection plates as we rely on the faithful support of members and friends. Tonight, however, we are encouraging a generous response from those of you who are able to give. If you did not come prepared to give an offering, please know that your presence is a gift to us. If you choose to write a check, make it payable to Mayflower Church and mark it Christmas Eve offering. Thank you in advance for your generosity, and may God bless each one of you as you give as you are able. We will now receive the offering as our ushers come forward. And donations may also be made after the service and next Sunday.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. Tonight we light the candle of Christ, a light that shines in the darkness. May the light of Christ illuminate the blindness in our minds and the darkness in our hearts. Thanks be to God.
winter is past. The rains are over and gone. Once more, the winter rose blooms in the fertile soil of our souls. The Spirit is poured upon us from on high, its fragrance filling our hearts. The garden has been restored. Be joyful. The season for singing has come.
From the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 through 7, hear these words. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulder, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Thank you.
This has been a big year for the Ritter household. Most of you here at Mayflower know that Laura and I celebrated the birth of our first grandchild this year. Arlo Nix Gossman was born on May the 12th to my oldest daughter, Marin, and her husband, Max. I officiated at their wedding 8 years ago, and I distinctly remember that after the wedding, a couple of my parishioners said something to me that I thought was very strange at the time. They said, "I hope you're ready for what comes next." And I assumed they were talking about the bills for the wedding. But they were talking about grandchildren. Grandchildren, I thought. I didn't even want to think about it back then. I wasn't old enough to be a grandfather. I'm still not. But 8 years later, I was definitely ready. And whenever I see Arlo, my heart melts. Laura and I look forward to spending a few days with him later this week. I think I may have been the last one of my friends to join the Grandparents Club. And it used to slightly annoy me to see all of the grandparents post on Facebook. The hundreds and hundreds of pictures grandparents share. And I shook my head when most of my high school and college friends sent Christmas cards and letters filled with photos of their grandchildren. But now that I've arrived at the party, I have decided that new parents and grandparents have every right to be excited about the new babies in the family. You should talk about them. You should be proud. Your love overflows. New babies are symbols of hope. They bring moments of great joy. They speak of the faithfulness of past generations, the strength of family bonds. When I hold Arlo, I think of my own parents and all that they taught me and all that they handed down to me. And with Arlo, there's the promise of that continuing. They stir our imaginations with possibilities. Infants are ways in which we pass on our fondest dreams. Yet with new arrivals, there's also these feelings of uneasiness and even fear. New arrivals point to the complications and difficult personal circumstances that need to be overcome in life. My daughter and her husband are currently dealing with Arlo's ear infections, RSV, scores of sleepless nights, and worries about future childcare. Whenever I hold Arlo, I become more aware of all there is in this world to be afraid of. I consider all those things out of my control that cause me concerns for my own children, worrying about whether things will turn out right, worrying about whether or not I can do something to make them happy. Because of the complications involved in Arlo's birth, even in our joy, Laura and I have become more sensitive to the struggles of others who want children but cannot conceive. Tonight, on Christmas Eve, we gather to hear the story of the birth of a baby. There are a lot of amazing things in this story: angels singing, heavenly proclamations made, a child born to a young woman in a miraculous way, shepherds hearing good news of peace and goodwill, magi traveling a great distance to bring gifts to this baby. It's Christmas Eve, a night filled with joy. And I like, as we celebrate this night, we hear the words of an ancient prophet, Isaiah. And he describes how God's promise shall come to be. A child has been born for us, a son given to us. The promise of God will not be found in a government, a mighty king, a powerful army. Think smaller. Think more humbly. There's also a lot of hard reality in this story. The pregnancy's unexpected, details suspicious. Parents in the midst of a journey to pay their taxes, not intending for this birth to further complicate their obligation. A child born in an unclean stable, animals around him, a jealous and bloodthirsty king being fearful the king greeting the birth by threatening the lives of all infants. And the words of Isaiah speak to that too, challenging a people who prefer to trust in political leaders and worldly alliances. Isaiah says, those things will not win in the end. I think that baby story we hear tonight is a lot like our own stories. On Christmas, God enters into the world in a way that is as fragile as all of us are. There's a lot of things in life in which we find hope. There's a lot of things in life in which we can celebrate. There's light and joy, like holding a newborn in our arms. But there also are a lot of things that make us feel uneasy. And even as we celebrate tonight, we are aware of the fragile and finite nature of life. We know well of the darkness, the war, the hatred, the anger that is part of our world. Yet tonight we hear those words again. Those who walk in darkness shall see a great light. It's good to know that this baby Jesus was born in a world with a hope that outlasts any fear. And when we hear this baby story tonight, we know that the hand of God is the most active participant in the entire Christmas story. And when we hear this baby story tonight, we know that the hand of God is the most active participant in our story. God is the birth of promise. God is the bearer of good news. God is the one who speaks a final word to those who would desire evil ways. In the Christmas story, God did not remove the darkness. Parents and grandparents will always worry about the future of their babies and grandbabies. We all have some apprehension about what might come tomorrow. But in the Christmas story we hear tonight, in the words of the prophet, we find God's shining light into that darkness. Tonight is a night to relish in a baby story. Tonight we hear again the story of God bringing hope. In the birth of this baby, hope always triumphs over fear. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace, the prophet says. This is God's promise. This is what we celebrate tonight. Amen.
Thank you.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. Tonight we celebrate the light that has entered our lives, entered our world. Tonight we thank God for the light that dismisses our fears and brings us new hope. Tonight, as we leave, we are the light that shines into our world and brings hope to all we encounter. God is with us. Christ is born. Amen.
Thank you all for coming tonight. Please join us in the reception.